What the EFL? It's the Football League podcast, mixing it up this week. Coming up, we'll make some predictions as to how the season will pan out across all three tiers. Powered by Quinbet. This is What the EFL. And yeah, given that today's show, which we're recording on a Tuesday, falls smack dab in the middle of one round's ending and another beginning, we thought it was fairly pointless to review and preview as we normally would. But that gives us the opportunity to try something a little different. I've come up with some categories, which I'm going to ask the chaps to pick an answer for each three leagues. It goes from most likely to most likely to. There's a lot of most likelies, basically. We'll expand upon it further. Let's introduce my guest first of all, though. I'm Matt. I've got Adrian Clark with me. All right, Clarky?
I'm very good. Yeah, I'm excited. It's something a little bit different. And you're right. Just the timing beat us today in terms of going for game chat. So let's mix it up. I'm looking forward to this.
Why not? Sam Parkin's on board as well. Sam, you ready for a ribald discussion about all things Football League?
I was yesterday, mate, when you touted the idea without thinking. It sounds great. And then this morning, when I sat down to it, I just remembered exactly how much I hate making any form of prediction. So I'll put a jolly face on for the next hour and try and get stuck into it.
You really do, don't you? I remember you moaning about every single year. We don't like to stick neck online. Before we get cracking,
that's the beauty of the leagues, isn't it? We don't know anything before a ball's kicked.
No one's going to hold you to it, mate. Can I just say, well done to Mansfield, to Wrexham, Port Vale. They were quality. All of those teams, weren't they, at the weekend in the FA Cup? We're not really going to go over it, but...
Were you nervous at any point?
Don't worry, I'm going to slaughter all three of them in about half an hour's time. Don't worry about that.
Was I nervous? I was nervous. Mansfield were outstanding. They really mixed it and they showed no respect, which is what it should be like. And they caused Arsenal a lot of problems in the game. And look, Arsenal probably should have scored 3 or 4. Even so, I think Mansfield come out of a lot of credit. I was genuinely fidgeting in my seat in the last few minutes, and that was down to Mansfield.
Two worldies as well, really, didn't it? I don't know if they had the speedometer on Ezra's strike, but that was... I think I just glanced at the TV and that was a rocket, wasn't it?
Went past the keeper, right, before he'd really even started his dive.
Really?
Yeah, I paused it and he'd literally just started leaning and then he did a full dive after the ball had gone past him, which I did enjoy.
All right, well done to all of them, particularly Port Vale. Their reward is a trip to Stamford Bridge in the quarterfinals. Sam and I will be on hand to watch that one. All right, before we get into this then, let me remind you that our partners Quinbet have an offer where you can get 50% back up to £25. If your account has sportsbook losses at the end of your first day's betting, Quinbet will refund 50% of your losses as a free bet up to £25, minimum free bets. Even if your account's up, you're guaranteed a £5 free bet, provided you place at least one bet of £10 or greater at the minimum odds. T's and C's apply. It's 18 plus and for new UK customers only. Visit gamblerware.org for information on responsible gambling. Whilst we're plugging stuff, if you'd like to leave us a nice review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods, we'd appreciate it. It's the best way for us to grow the show and it doesn't cost you anything. All right, let's get into these predictions then. Okay, we're going to go league by league. So logic dictates we must start with the Championship. The first category I've cooked up is most likely to cruise to promotion. Now, Adrian's told me his answers. Sam hasn't told me his. So I'm going to react live to Sam's stuff and maybe expand a little on Adrian's. Who have you gone for, Clarky, for this most likely to cruise? I think it's a fairly obvious one.
It's not going to surprise anyone. But no, I'm going to go with Coventry. I think the fixtures are good between now and the end of the season. I think that their run-in looks more favourable than some of the others. I just think they needed that Middlesbrough performance, that win at the CBS. And since then, you know, they've been pretty impressive, haven't they? Obviously had you rights in good form. And yeah, they're sort of, even when they're getting setbacks like red cards, they're still staying calm and getting the job done. So yeah, I feel like Coventry have settled into where they are at. And I think that they will get promoted with something to spare. So yeah, good luck to them. And look, after so many sort of near misses in recent seasons, I think they deserve it, really.
Yeah, 9 points clear of third place. Is that who you've plumped for us?
Yeah, it is. And I think you could replay what Clarky just said for my sentiment. I just think that, you know, Ipswich have still got the capability to string some wins together. They play Middlesbrough as well, of course. I know Middlesbrough have won back-to-back, and they were tremendous at QPR on Sunday. There's no getting away from that. They absolutely destroyed QPR and have responded to a difficult run with a couple of fine victories, Middlesbrough this is. But I just think Ipswich have still... they've been playing well, Ipswich. I've seen them in the flesh a couple of times recently. I know they dropped points against Leicester, but they're a really good team. So if they can stay on their coattails and win that game, that head-to-head, then there's still a chance for them. Coventry, I think, have gone now to put four straight wins together. And I remember during that sticky spell at Norwich speaking to the staff, and they were very, very balanced. They understood that they were probably not in a false position, but in a position which meant they'd overachieved this season. So to weather that really troubled waters and come back as they have done, I don't think they're going to experience it again. That was probably, as cliched as it is, a great learning experience, and probably actually they found out a lot about the individuals, but also with Onyeka going in. I know I think he missed the game the other day, but that was kind of the missing piece of the jigsaw. So to get him in, I don't see Coventry experiencing what they did kind of in the middle of winter.
Yeah, in good form at the right time, the Sky Blues. Now, my next category is who's most likely to blow promotion. Sam, you go first this time.
Well, I don't know if they've got it in their hands as such, have they, Hull? So can I go for Ipswich for this one as well? Yeah, I think with the resources at Portman Road and the squad, the depth, I think there's a strong argument to say it's still the best squad. So I think it would be, yeah, it wouldn't be catastrophic, but it would be a huge disappointment, wouldn't it? And you'd have to flash forward and think, would Kieran McKenna stick around for another shot? It would be not in terms of them wanting to get rid of him, but would he have that fire, I suppose? Brilliant club as it is, and I'm sure he's got a wonderful job and thoroughly enjoys it, but there'll be teams in the Premier League that would definitely take Kieran McKenna, even if they weren't to make it. So they would be the most likely, sitting what, in fourth now. And I think it would be pretty mean of me to say that Millwall or Hull City, who I'm covering tonight, I hasten to add, I'm not going to upset any of their punters, to say that they're blowing anything, because they're in a position that nobody would have envisaged at this stage of the season.
Yeah, and I kind of put Borough in that category as well. You know, you wouldn't blow it, would they? But Ipswich, I think, can blow it. I think they're the only team that can sort of blow promotion. And given how inconsistent they've been in terms of results, and I'm hearing Sam on performances, and look, that squad should cruise it to top two this season. It should have cruised it, and they haven't. So I don't know what's been up with them, really. Is it a mentality thing? Is it? I can't put my finger on it. I haven't seen Ipswich in the flesh often enough to really say. But yeah, if they get in the playoffs, I could see them slipping up in the semi final in particular. So because you can't really bank on Ipswich. Every time you think that they're gonna go on a run, they falter. So yeah. I'd definitely stick them in.
All right. Well, speaking of the playoffs, currently ensconced in those positions are Millwall, Ipswich, Hull and Wrexham. I've asked for who's most likely to snatch a place off them. Clarkie, you've gone for one of the cup set teams from the weekend.
Yeah, Arsenal got Southampton next round. I mean, it wouldn't feel that big a snatch now, because they've kind of done the hard work in terms of getting up from the bottom of the league towards the top, haven't they? But yeah, if they go all the way and maybe steal, maybe Hull. I know we keep saying it, but I just still can't envisage Hull in the actual playoffs. I think Southampton probably are a better team. 1-6 of their last seven, and they've had these sort of hot streaks, haven't they? So when he took over, I think they won 6 out of 7. Then they didn't win for 7, and then now I think they're unbeaten in 8. The key is a downturn around the corner, in which case they'll blow it, or can they keep this run going? They've still not beaten anyone in the top 5. Southampton, their best away win was at 11th placed Sheffield United. So and that big Easter weekend that they had, which would have been Ipswich at home and Wrexham away, that's off because they're in the FA Cup quarter final over Easter. So they've got to fit two massive games in. So it's not going to be easy, but I think that they're good enough.
Sam, don't say Derby.
I'm definitely going to disagree with Clarkie in a bit, but yeah, it's got to be Southampton. And again, I've seen them a couple of times. I think anyone is welcome to come back at me and make a strong case for someone outside of 8th, but I just don't see it at this juncture as we sit here this morning. I think, yeah, obviously Derby have got a great opportunity, but yeah, Southampton are playing well. Again, enjoyed watching them. Obviously, they backed it up with that cup victory at the weekend. And I think to lose Adam Armstrong and it not derail their season at all. Got Larin in and obviously Ross Stewart back to full fitness. Two really good wide players in Fellows and Cienza. And he doesn't actually play Fellows every week. I think he looks at the game and obviously can shore things up down one side and be a little bit more defensively minded. I think that's the main thing about the manager, which I've enjoyed, is the tactical flexibility. At Pompey, they kind of just launched it, stunk the gaff out a little bit, but left with a point from the derby, and they played scintillating football at other times, namely in that QPR game that I was at recently. So yeah, last eight games, they're top in terms of points return, 20 points. They're the form team. Got some tough games, granted, but I would probably have them to, maybe get in the expense of Hull or Wrexham, but you know, those two teams are finally poised to make it into the top six themselves.
Tonga Eckert's got a real air of menace, I think. Something about his accent and the way he talks in like such a low tone. I could see him being genuinely quite intimidating in a dressing room.
You do get easily intimidated though, don't you, Matt?
This is true. Yeah, we could pretty much name any championship manager just looking at the table and I will be frightened of them. The bottom three are currently Leicester, Oxford and Sheffield Wednesday. I wanted to know who is most likely to get dragged into it being the relegation zone. Adrian, I was slightly surprised by your choice.
Yeah, I'm going to say Blackburn. It's only a four point cushion that they've got, but they've got some really hard games. Like, I know that Michael O'Neill has done okay. You know, he's won some games, but they don't convince me particularly going forward. And if they get you know, a couple of injuries to key players, they could be in trouble. They've got to play six pointers against Oxford, against West Brom and Leicester. So they're absolutely huge game. Leicester, by the way, is on the final day of the season. They've also got Millwall, Borough, Coventry, Sheffield United and Southampton. Wouldn't give them much chance in those games. The only other two games are away at Birmingham and Stoke. They're not easy either. So I can see Leicester coming out of it because I think they've got such good players and Rowett's making a difference. Not so sure on West Brom, but I think Blackburn could get dragged in.
Pretty tight down there, Sam, isn't it? You've got Pompey on 40 points, Blackburn 39, West Brom 36, then the bottom, well, let's say the bottom two, Sheffield Wednesday was already gone, Oxford and Leicester both on 35. Are you Blackburning it too?
No, don't feel, yeah, I think they're in it, absolutely. I am going to say that Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh dear.
I've got enough points. Where's the next win coming from? And what's going to keep you up this season, Clarkie? You're better than me at this type of thing, but it's going to be 50 points, isn't it? Near or...
If you get 50, I think... If you get 50, you survive, won't you?
Yeah, so... Sure. Yeah. And I was so hot on Norwich. I've been so hot on Norwich, but I worry that, you know, they're not going to finish the season with the verve that I anticipated because they haven't got any strikers all of a sudden. And so I think they're going to be fine, but I think QPR, and I'm not saying they're going to get dragged into a complete relegation dogfight, but I don't think they're going to win for the next few games. And I think they're going to start totting up the points that people behind them can get. And there's going to be a little bit of sweat on the brow. So that's not probably a good enough answer. And it's probably not a team that's going to get dragged properly into a relegation battle, but it's a team that's going to be sweating in a couple of weeks and require a win. A bit of relief around West London, which shouldn't have been the case.
All right, well, they got Leicester and Pompey, two of their next three. I'll say that win will come at home to Bristol City on the 11th of April, and then they'll be all right. This is the one I think that you both struggle with the most for all three leagues. Who's going to be the player of the year in the Championship, Adrian?
I think Hayden Hackney. I think so. He is a class player. I think a lot of people, I don't really know anyone that doesn't rate him, that watches Championship football. He can just do a little bit of everything. He's got that. He's good without the ball, works hard, but then on it, oozes a bit of quality. He can dribble with it. He can score goals from distance. He can break into the box. He can certainly pass. Yeah, look, there are quite a few candidates, I think, this year, but I think given where Borough are in the league, given that he's been remarkably consistent, I'm going to go with Hayden Hackney. Superb.
Sam, any advance on Hackney?
No, I think he's right. And I think you know, the narrative's there at the moment, isn't there? There's a bit of a loving, so much so that Neil Warnock was set free to ask him three questions after the game at QPR on Sunday, much to his bemusement, which was glorious. But yeah, I think everyone's kind of bigging him up at the moment. And I think if they get promoted, then it's a shoo-in. I think if they were to drop into the playoffs and falter, I think you can make a strong argument for one of the Coventry lads and a bit of a wild card. Outside of that, maybe Femi Azeez, if impossible could become the possible
across
the next couple of months. If he was to be a big part of Millwall getting promoted, probably via the playoffs, then, yeah, he would be a little bit of an outside bet. But I think Hackney, as Clarkey illustrated, local boy, stayed at the club when he could have quite easily gone to the Premier League in the summer and in the January window, and his performance levels have been ridiculously consistent. And I just don't think there's probably a Coventry player who is jumping out. They've got so many good players, so many lads that have been a 7 out of 10 this season, but Hackney's probably been an 8 in the Middlesbrough engine room.
Nice. The next category is who's most likely to change manager. I wonder if the answer to this is actually nobody. We haven't had a Championship manager fall since Eric Ramsey on the 24th of February. I know Clarkey's got one up his sleeve that he's been banging the drum for since about August. What about you, Sam? Have you picked anybody here?
I've got a short list of 4 that I think could go in the summer.
Yeah.
Probably with you, Matt, that I'd be surprised if anything happened now. I will go for, if there was to be a change, maybe that last like 1-2 games of the season, looking ahead to next season, Paul Heckingbottom. Reluctantly, I'd probably have him and Mark Robbins on a par.
Mark Robbins, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's got enough goodwill towards him and enough kind of understanding of, again, the situation that he's inherited. But I just think Preston are hugely out of form. Can't really see where their next win's coming from, probably tonight or tomorrow, knowing my luck, whenever they play. But yeah, I think they've really tailed off, haven't they? And they're looking, what, 8 points outside of the playoffs right now. And I think, you know, from the outside looking in, it seemed to be a case of, could we score more goals? Could we be a bit more creative? Could the style be changed over the course of this season? Well, I'm not really seeing it, considering they are 42 goals in 36 games. Still very good defensively, we know that. But yeah, maybe the entertainment value that's on offer hasn't been particularly good for the punters. And I think he's a good manager. And I think he did a steady job when he first went in there. And I think he'll continue to do a steady job wherever he goes. But I'm just looking at the circumstances around probably the ambitions of the club in comparison to the others. Do you want my other two? Just am I going to jump on?
Go on then, quickly.
My other two on the short list with Julien Stéphan at QPR, despite the injuries, and Chris Davis, Birmingham.
Yeah, well, and that's my
that's
pick,
you, Clarkey, isn't it? And you've been, I don't know what Chris Davis has done to you, by the way, but you've been absolutely desperate for him to get sacked.
I haven't. I like him. I've met him a few times and he's nice to me. I do like him and I rate him. But Birmingham fans are very ungrateful. they don't really think he's the guy. And I don't think, if they don't get playoffs, which they won't, he'll go. Nailed on. I think it's absolutely nailed on that they'll look to upgrade.
All right. Tell me your random prediction then, Adrian.
I'm going to go for a Wrexham-Millwall playoff final. It's narrative central. Obviously, both would be incredible stories in their own right. Yeah, I can see maybe a Wrexham or Millwall beating Ipswich in the or a crestfallen Middlesbrough in a semi-final and playing off for the right to, for that golden ticket. I can see it happening.
Wow. Beat that, Sam.
Well, if you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have told you that Norwich were going to finish top half. But now my head's all over the gaff and I've got them getting dragged back in towards trouble. No, I'm a big fan of the Canaries and everything Philippe Clement has done. But similar note, good minds think alike. I'm going to go for a Wrexham defeat at Wembley. I think I'm getting a little bit confused by pictures of, I think, David Beckham at Wembley following Salford. But, you know, just camera panning to the director's box, to various boxes, various celebrities. I don't think we've had Wrexham at Wembley. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I'm going to go for. Heartbreak for many a Hollywood A-lister under the arch.
Nice. All right, we're going to do the same thing in League One next. League One, then, most likely to cruise to promotion, Adrian. It's two teams who are miles better than everybody else, aren't they? So this will be quick.
bit of a moot point, really. I'd say, actually, even though they lost to Lincoln at the weekend, I think Cardiff are more likely to sort of cruise to the top. Salek is coming back, isn't he? From injury, that neck injury. They've got quite favourable fixtures. I think they've got three of the bottom five at home, a few mid-table sides away, not that many toughies. Lincoln are an absolute juggernaut at the moment, but I was speaking on the radio to one of their fans yesterday, and they're still really nervous because they've got a history, Lincoln, I think, of falling away towards the end of campaign. So then they don't think they're over the line, and that might feed through to the players. So Cardiff to cruise it a little bit more than Lincoln.
Tottenham away, ole, ole, ringing out from the away end in Cardiff on Saturday. Sam, are you going to go for Lincoln?
Well, regular listeners to the podcast will know that this is my old man's team, Lincoln. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's very excited in the south of France. I will go for Cardiff as well. Yeah, I would have to agree with Clarkey. I preempted that he'd go for Lincoln, considering he predicted their wonderful away victory at Cardiff the other day. And yeah, just on fixtures, they go to Huddersfield and Bolton. But, you know, other than that, they got really kind games, I think, in context of the division. Lost back-to-back games once this season. I don't imagine that they're going to go on a losing spree, if that's a phrase. So, yeah, Cardiff for me. Lincoln to get it done as well. Still a lovely 10-point buffer at the top of the table from Bolton in third. So those two for promotion.
Who's going to blow promotion, Adrian?
Stockport. Yeah. I mean, for me, they should really be top two this season. I like the squad, but it's been a bit of a weird campaign. They've got loads of strikers, right? Or they seem to have loads of strikers. Yeah. They're totally reliant, really, on Carl Wootton's goals, 17 of them. No one else has got more than five. And they're also a bit reliant on Ollie Norwood being fit and available. Yeah, and their record against top half teams is dreadful. They've won 5 of 17 against the top 12 this season. So, yeah, I think, well, they are falling away. And I think, yeah, the momentum's just not with them. They're not going to go up.
You think it's Stockport 2, Sam, of the current playoff pack, which is Bolton, Bradford, Stockport and Huddersfield?
Can I go Huddersfield? Mm. I think, you know, if we put in the pre-season expectation, yeah, despite changing manager, they've still accumulated like some really good players for the level. 1, 2 and 3, won a couple of Yorkshire derbies, so they're in decent enough form, but lost 5 in 6 away games, lost 11 away games across the season, 13 games in total. So that's a bit similar to Ipswich, really, top in the championship, where I think 5 of 6 or 6 of 7 Ipswich's defeats have come away from home. So I think it would be a huge disappointment if Huddersfield weren't in the postseason. Mm-hmm. At least.
Please don't ever use that phrase again. Who's most likely to snatch a place in the playoffs then, Clarkie? Nobody's snatching a place in the top two, but somebody might gate crash the end of season shakeup.
I'm going to go with Wickham. I know they're reeling, aren't they, from being 2-0 up on 88 minutes and somehow losing to Bolton. But look, their home form's been unbelievable under Michael Duff. It's the away form, isn't it? And I think they've got four of the top six on the road. If they can pick up some good results there, I think their home form will carry them into the playoffs. They score goals. No matter who they're up against, they almost always score, Wickham. The lowest ranked team, actually, they've blanked against is Stevenage, who I think are eighth. So they've, you know, they very rarely blow it in front of goal. So yeah, I think they can sneak in, because they've not been in there the whole season, have they?
Nope. Who's going to sneak it, Sam, do you think?
Oh God, yeah, I probably agree. I think they're probably in the best form out of that in terms of level of performance, and they shouldn't have lost at Bolton. So I think you can kind of put that to one side. Been really consistent over the last few weeks, but I think above anything else, there's a real feeling and a belief that Michael Duff is the man, even if they don't make it this season. So there's that good feeling. I would say Stevenage are just there as well, because they've won, 4 in 5. They recaptured their early season form and winning tight games, fine margins. We know that's their strong suit. So difficult to separate the two. But I think given that, I think Wickham are playing the best football out of Reading, Stevenage, Plymouth themselves, I would go for the Chairboys as well by a nose.
The League One relegation battle. You've got Mansfield in 16th on 41 points, only 5 above Leighton Orient, who occupy the final relegation place at the moment. Who's getting dragged, Sam, down amongst the dead men?
Donny Rovers, I think.
Oh, no. My muse.
Go on.
I just enjoyed them when I went to see that FA Cup game against Southampton and became partial to them because Grant McCann sat 2 metres away from me for a while.
Yeah, this is process of elimination, I think. I think Gary Bowyer at Burton, so experienced in this. I know Grant McCann is as well. Wigan, I would have had they'd have stuck and not twisted, but I just think Gary Caldwell, given the job he's been doing at Exeter, going in there will get a tune. Blackpool, good players. So yeah, they're the ones, I think, in that little cluster that I'd have to plump for in it. I've just seen quite a lot of Grant McCann quite down on his team. Maybe I've just caught him post-defeat, but I just think that there's a little bit of unrest there after such a good start to the season. So I still think there's a bit of work for them to do.
Never lets happiness go to his face, does he, Grant McCann? I think that's fair to say. Anybody for you, Clarky? Inevitable that Blackpool might be in trouble, or is that too much of a stretch?
Well, yeah, they're not safe, are they? It's not been the big upturn that he'd have been hoping for. But I'm going to go for Exeter, who are a bit further away, but not in good form at all. Winless in nine. Matt Taylor. I didn't realise this until I heard it. I think it was Adrian Durham or someone on the radio said this. He'd been playing cricket, like really good level, semi-pro cricket, and that he'd been, you know, bagging centuries for fun. He's a good player, but he's completely switched off from management. He's been parachuted back in, of course, at Exeter, in bad form. They've got four of the top five to come to St James's. They've got five tricky away games, and then the only two that you think will got a real good chance at home to Donny and at home to Orient, but they'll both be fighting as well. So I think it's going to be really tough for Exeter. So can see them getting dragged in.
Yeah, he's interim. He says he's not likely to take it full time any longer than the wife might have divorced me. I've got three young children. They're young and they're a handful. And we've got a life in the south of Sheffield. So it's a temporary post for him. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we'll wait and see. Sam, you struggled with your player of the year for League One. So let's see who you settled on.
Well, I'm just going to go with a heart, aren't I? Going to go with Jack Marriott at Reading. Still, despite, I think, a few murmurings that I've heard recently about the level of the performance, the collective performance, not his, not best pleased, I don't think, Reading, but they won and won a really exciting game at Luton last time out. In his absence, I hasten to add, I don't know how long he's going to be missing for, but I think, you know, to get that return of goals, what is he, 14, 15, I think, for the season? 16 goals, 3 assists, 31-year-old. You probably thought he was going to be a bit of a bit part player. He's always been such a good impact substitute, I think, throughout his career. I mean, how many points has he been worth to Reading this season? They would be nowhere near it. So I just think in a season being dominated by two teams, Cardiff and Lincoln, there's not really a standout player either. It's been all about the collective. So I'll go for Marriott for just being brilliant.
Okay, I like that. Adrian?
Yeah, shout outs to two good young strikers scoring goals, Dom Ballard at Orient, Laurent Talage at Plymouth. But I'm going to go for a Lincoln player, a player that sort of typifies Lincoln, plays week in, week out, hasn't missed a game. He's got three Lincoln City Player of the Month awards, which has sort of swayed me. He's also won the most tackles in the division. He's second for the most ball recoveries, seventh for interceptions. It's another player in his 30s, Conor McGrandles. He kind of epitomises that, doing the basics brilliantly, and he has been a rock, and I know that Lincoln City fans absolutely love him, and if they do go up, which will be the kind of story of the season, I would quite like to see him recognised. So yeah, it's a bit of a random one, but Conor McGrandles, I think, has got a shout.
Great name as well. Right, one word answer. Who's going to change their manager, Sam?
Go to Clarkey.
Rotherham, Matt Hampshire. It's not been great, has it? They're into the bottom three. They've lost 12 of their last 17 since the start of December. I think he could go any day soon.
Okay, that's a 100-word answer, but I'll take it anyway. Sam?
Yeah, I did have a short list, so just bear with me. Jack Wilshere was on it, just because I think there's been a couple of set twos, hasn't there, with the punters. If you bear with me, there was another. It was probably Doncaster Rovers as well. Having seen Kevin Nolan go, I'd have to agree with Clarkey. I take no pleasure in saying that, but I think Rotherham, again, if you factor in the pre-season expectation, I wouldn't be surprised, two or three games to go, if they need some points, they may just bring in a little firefighter to try and do the job.
Okay. Random prediction, Adrian?
Liam Manning to leave his third club in a year, inside a year. Obviously, left Bristol City for Norwich, got the bullet there. Huddersfield fans don't think they're having him, and Sam touched on how they might slip away. Yeah, Liam Manning, I don't think he's going to last much longer, unfortunately. It's a real shame.
Another Manning down titled episode coming soon, maybe. Sam, what you got?
I'd like a bit of creative license here, or a little bit of leeway if it's not flush. I'm going to say that Bolton are going to win, even maybe their second leg of their playoffs or at Wembley, courtesy of a very, very late goal. 18 goals in the last 10 minutes of games, Bolton, this season. I think 20 in the last 15 minutes. So it's going to be late drama to see the Trotters victorious in either their second leg or, again, in North West London.
Okay, that sounds fun. Maybe a reprise of that playoff final in the 90s. Who was that against? Reading. Good stuff.
4-3.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, beauty. What a game. When we used to get those bonkers playoff finals every year. Oh, things were better in the old days, weren't they? Right, we'll do League Two next. And we'll do one category each here to speed us up a little bit. Adrian, who's most likely to cruise to promotion?
I'm going to go for MK Dons. I think they've timed their run to perfection. Only lost once since early December. Even filled the stadium the other day, didn't they? Even though I think it was
didn't
free
have to
tickets.
Pay to get in, yeah. Yeah.
But even so, well done. I just think they've sort of got the ball rolling under Paul Warne. Bromley keep drawing. Yeah, I think I might have backed them at the start of the season. This might be wishful thinking. But I think MK will now win the league.
Who's going to blow it, Sam?
I'm clearly not going to go for Swindon, although there's something inside me just giving me a little poke, telling me
I've gone for Swindon,
here.
Mate.
So for that reason, I hope everyone just heard Adrian Clark's line. Cambridge United. Have that, Clarky. One of your many teams.
Oh, come on.
I love Chopper, obviously, the manager. Very very special man. Played alongside him, obviously, on my debut, which I've regaled many a time. But, yeah, I just can't see Bromley capitulating to that extent. And MK Dons, for the reasons that Clarky's just gone for. If there's one in the top three that may not quite get across the line, and it won't be a blow-in, but, you can... You can again just allow me to have that one because it's a difficult question, I think.
Okay. The playoff race is very tight, Adrian. You go down to Colchester in 12th, I think, on 52 points, four behind 7th Grimsby. Anybody from that pack going to snatch a place?
Yeah, it is Grimsby. It's the Mariners for me. Only lost one since Christmas. Haven't really been in the playoff positions that often, but their defending is, they're barely letting in a goal at the moment. I think they've let in 8 in 14 matches, which is going some. So yeah, I think that they're finding form at just the right time of the season. And I can see them getting in there.
Okay, we shall see. They are in there as it stands. Who's going to get dragged into trouble? Sam, Newport and Harrogate, as we record, the bottom two. Mm. But Barrow, Crawley, maybe even Bristol Rovers still in it too.
Tranmere, mate.
Just
Tranmere.
Appointed Pete Wilde as we record.
Oh, Pete, my mucker.
Okay.
You in the Irish bar in Villamora, Pete. sorry, Pete, yeah. I mean, he's done brilliantly, hasn't he? A variety of roles, so you wouldn't be surprised if he finds the victories, but the form is horrendous. And with Barrow changing manager, Scott Lindsay getting the band back together, Bristol Rovers changing manager, Newport and Harrogate picking up, they're the obvious candidate, aren't they, to be sweating in the month's time.
Okay, Sam will be pleased he's not doing this category, Clarky. It falls to you to name a League Two player of the year.
Not easy. Again, not massive standouts, but just for numbers, really. And he's out at the moment. He's going to be back, I think, at the end of the month. Timing his run for the run in. It's Callum Patterson who went down a couple of leagues to MK Dons, and no doubt for good wedge. But he's delivered. He's not just taken the money and sat on it. Scored 14 goals. He's got 8 assists. That is a terrific return, and it's on that investment in him. And yeah, I think he's got to be in the running, especially if MK do go up or go up as champions.
Anyone changing manager post-Tranmere, Sam?
I don't think so, no. But if I can, again, just I'll give you one for the quickest to wield the axe come full-time whistle on the final day. If it did go in this direction, Christian Fuchs ain't hanging around in the National League, is he? I'll go for Newport to change again first in the off-season.
All right, so Fuchs off come mid-May then. Random prediction, Clarkie, what'd you go for here?
Well, I'm going against that because my random prediction is that Newport and Harrogate are going to survive. They're both showing a little bit of spunk, and Barrow and Crawley are having Reggie blinkers, aren't they? They're dropping like stones. Can't win a game, keep losing, and now they're really in trouble. So for me, it's Barrow and Crawley to go through that trapdoor and late heroics from Newport and Harrogate.
Let's do yours as well, Sam, because it's a fun category.
Yeah, well, you didn't need to. Good minds think alike. Other than Ollie giving us some gold in the playoffs, Ian Holloway, I'm sure we're going to be in store for loads of that. I was going to go for Harrogate or Newport County to perform the great escape on the final day.
Okay. We shall see. This whole show has been about predictions, so let's do some more as we wrap things up. Last week, I got 1 point. Sam got 4 points. Adrian got 2 points. I was really close to getting more than that. So, yeah, thanks, Notts County. This week, we are going for the all-Welsh affair on Friday night, Wrexham v Swansea. What do you reckon, Sam?
I reckon that Swansea are not good on the road. Wrexham back-to-back home games hold tonight. I think they win tonight. I fancy them. Can they go back to back? Derby? I'll go 2-1 home win.
Adrian?
2-2.
Okay. I'm going to go 3-1 to Wrexham on that one. Clarkie, what do you think for Rotherham Bolton?
Yeah, this is going to be the end for Matt Hampshire. Sorry, Matt. Rotherham nil. Bolton Wanderers 3.
Oof, a drubbing. Sam?
I'll soften it, but I'm with Clarkie for the 75th time on today's podcast, 0-2.
Am I going to give Rotherham anything? I've got a lot of ground to make up. Why not? 1-1. And Harrogate, Salford. Last of all, Simon Weaver nominated for Manager of the Month, which is usually a curse. So I will say that this will be 1-2 in favour of Carl Robinson's outfit. What about you, Sam?
No, I think they got heavily beaten somewhere, didn't they, last time out at Harrogate? I can't recall where, but it was a tricky MK Dons, yeah. But Salford have not been in great fettle, have they? I'll play my stock 1-1 here.
Adrian?
Yeah, it's not the worst shout. I'll mix it up. I'm going to give Harrogate a chance here, part of their great escape. It's going to be with a shot win at home to Salford, to beat Cambridge, didn't they, not long ago, 2-1. And I think they're going to win this one, 2-1.
Wow, okay. I like that when we all do different outcomes. Makes it a bit more fun. Before we go, let me remind you, our partners Quinbet have an offer. You can get 50% back up to £25. If your account has sportsbook losses at the end of your first day's betting, Quinbet will refund 50% of your losses as a free bet up to £25, minimum 3 bets. Even if your account's up, you're guaranteed a £5 free bet, provided you place at least one bet of £10 or greater at the minimum odds. T's and C's apply. It's 18 plus and for new UK customers only. Visit gambleaware.org for information on responsible gambling. We'll finish, as we always do, with a quick tweet of the week. This comes from Oldham Athletics EFL icon Manny Month, who is quote tweeting the club account, who said, heart eyes emoji, the boys, hashtag OAFC, to which Manny quoted, good performance from the boys today and a great turnout from our fans. Appreciate the support as always. We keep going, exclamation mark, punching fist emoji, blue circle emoji, hashtag OAFC. It is just absolutely standard stuff, Sam, isn't it? Albeit the verbiage is a little different from normal. Great turnout from our fans, I enjoyed, as opposed to away support were class, etc.
Yeah, it's pretty stock, isn't it? But that's the first thing that I noted, a little bit of a change in the terminology, which I quite enjoyed. Turnout's a good one, isn't it? Turnout is very enjoyable, and we keep going rather than we go again. Not often seen. And Manny is has been a staple probably for as long as we've been doing this podcast. He's been turning out somewhere across the three levels. So not great, but I'll give him slight pass given he's mixed it up to a degree.
I mean, he's got a style, Clark. He's just looking through his other stuff. The one previously, way back in November, was quote tweeting the account again and saying, great performance from the boys today and an important 3 points. Proud of the team. It's route one, but that's what footballer Twitter's for.
I just think it's a 1 out of 10. It's so boring. It's just so dull. Don't bother. Like, no reference to the fact that he used to play for Tranmere. Obviously, they beat them at the weekend. You know, I would have liked a little bit. There's an opportunity there for him to either slate his former club. Or,
great to see some old faces.
Yeah, offer some sympathy to reminisce a little bit, but It's dull as dishwater. Sorry, Manny. Yeah, I'm not having it.
All right. Interesting there. I'm never sure whether that phrase is dull as dishwater or ditch water. Both can be dull at different times, I suppose. More on that next week, possibly, but probably not. But that's where we're going to leave things for today. Hope you enjoyed that little change up format wise. Listener, we'll be back with another show for you next week. For now, from Sam, from Adrian, and from me, it's goodbye.